हरिदास ठाकुर कौन है? Who is हरिदास ठाकुर? हरिदास ठाकुर is anybody knows? What is his position?
Namacharya.
He's Namacharya, right? Everybody knows हरिदास ठाकुर's most of the pastimes. I'm just going to share one or two and then the pastime of his passing away because this is Samadhi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose हरिदास ठाकुर. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose हरिदास ठाकुर to be representative of Ramacharya, to represent the importance of holy name. Why he chose specifically हरिदास ठाकुर? Because हरिदास ठाकुर was born in a Muslim family. He was originally Brahma, not Brahma. And in Krishna Leela, we know that Lord Brahma once stole the cows and cowherd boys. And then when he realized that this small baby is not Krishna, an ordinary boy, but this baby is the Supreme Lord, he went and begged for forgiveness. And he said that, though I am just a secondary creator, but because of my pride of my position, I forgot and I was testing you also. So in your next pastime, please bless me that I become your associate, I come take part in your pastime, but I want to be in such a low position that I can never become proud. And to fulfill that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed him to come in a Malechha family. In today's world, we do not generally differentiate Hindu, Muslim, all those things. But if you just think 500 years ago, it was very bad. In the sense, it was complete segregation. Hindus would not want to look at Muslims, and Muslims were very Kattar Muslims. In that position, when he was born in a Malechha family, from childhood he was always chanting the holy name of Krishna. Chanting this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he was such a saintly person, he was such a humble person, that automatically everybody around started praising him, glorifying him. There was nobody who could ever think that this person has any defect. But the Muslims were feeling very sad or maybe sometimes jealous or envious that why this is our person, he's following Hindu religion. So we have heard of one or two pastimes that once to defame him because his glories are becoming very famous, another person called Ramchandra Khan, he sent one prostitute. You will see some of the pictures there, and there is a picture of prostitute going to हरिदास ठाकुर's place where he was chanting. And this prostitute was very, very beautiful, and she was very confident that she will definitely be able to break the celibacy of हरिदास ठाकुर just in one night. So she went and approached हरिदास ठाकुर in early evening when he was chanting. And how many times हरिदास ठाकुर would chant every day? 300,000 names. That is 3 lakh names. It comes to about 192 rounds, which takes about 22 hours a day. So from morning to evening, he was constantly chanting. It is described that 100,000 names he would chant loudly, 100,000 names he would chant softly, and 100,000 names he would chant in his mind. Like this he would chant. And when this lady approached, he said that if you want, you take a seat, and when I finish my chanting, I will fulfill your desires. So she was sitting outside the bhajan kutir of हरिदास ठाकुर in front of Tulsi Maharani, and she was just hearing हरिदास ठाकुर chant. And in between, she was trying to give such poses by exposing some of her parts to attract the mind of हरिदास ठाकुर. But he was such a person that he was not at all agitated. And like this whole night, he kept on chanting. And next day when it became early morning, he was still chanting. So he said, I'm really sorry, I couldn't finish my chanting and I could not fulfill your desires. Please come tomorrow. I will surely fulfill your desire. And she came second day, same thing happened. She kept on chanting in front of Tulsi Maharani. She kept on listening to him chanting. And again early morning, she went back. And on third day when she came, her heart had changed. She fell at the feet of हरिदास ठाकुर and she begged forgiveness that actually, I had come to defame you. I wanted to break your vows so that I can defame you, and I was sent by Ramchandra Khan. And हरिदास ठाकुर said that I knew this very well, that you have been sent, and actually I was going to leave this place, but but I stayed here just to deliver you. Otherwise, I would have gone 3 days ago. But I stayed here to deliver you. So now that you have taken shelter, you go back, whatever wealth you have, you distribute among Brahmanas. Shave your head, wearing very simple clothes. You sit here now in this bhajan kutir and in front of Tulsi Maharani, you chant. He left, and then he left. And she followed his instructions and this actually increased the fame of Haridas Thakur. Because when the people saw that how this prostitute's heart changed, they started glorifying Haridas Thakur more. And then we know the second one of the pastimes when Haridas Thakur was called by King of Bengal, who was a Muslim king. And he told that the Qazi was complaining against you, that you being born in a Muslim family, you are becoming Hindu. You are chanting Hindu God's name. So either you stop chanting, otherwise I am going to kill you. And what was Haridas Thakur's message? He said that even if you cut my body into 100 pieces, and even if you cut every single piece into 100 more pieces, every piece is going to chant the holy name. So the king was very upset by this adamant behavior. So he said, I am going to beat you up in 22 marketplaces. And that time, this was the punishment they would give to kill a person. They would not just hang him, but they would take him to one marketplace, beat him very badly, then take him to the next, so that the people see. The general people will see, and then they will know that better don't do anything wrong against the king, otherwise king will punish so badly. And most of the people would leave 5, 6, 7 marketplaces. Nobody would survive more than that. But Haridas Thakur kept on going from one marketplace to another marketplace. He was being bitten very badly. Everybody who was seeing around, the villagers, they were falling at the feet of the executioner. They said, stop, please do not beat him. Such a gentle, saintly person, how can you beat him? But obviously they had to beat him because it was the order of the king. And he went on all the way till 22 marketplace, but he did not die. And the executioners finally realized that this is not an ordinary person. And what we were doing, we are going to suffer very badly. So then they fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur, begged for forgiveness. And then they said that now because we have not died, when the news will go to king, the king will kill us. So please tell, what should we do? And this Haridas Thakur, his heart was so soft, that he said that, oh my God, if I am alive, if that becomes the cause of your death, then I better leave my body. So he said that, do not worry. Now I will stop all the symptoms of life and then you can tell king that I am dead. And then he sat in samadhi and all the symptoms of life stopped. He was not breathing, his heart was not beating, he had no movement. And then they took the body to Haridas Thakur's body to the king and told that he has no more. So king and Qazi said, so now what should we do? He was following Hindus, so should we burn him like Hindus, his body, or like Muslims, we should bury him. But Qazi was so angry, so he said that no, we should not bury him. We should neither burn his body, because that might give him a higher destination. So let us just throw his body into Ganga. So they threw his body into Ganga. His body was floating into the water of Ganga for a while, and then he came back to his consciousness. He regained his consciousness by his own will, and then he came out of Ganga, went back to the king, and king was surprised. And that time king of Bengal, Nawab Hussain, realized that this was an ordinary person, and then he also fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur and took his shelter. That time he left this place and then he went to another place called as Benapol, and then he started chanting holy name in that place, Benapol. Later he also came, he used to come here during Rath Yatra, and whenever he would come, he would stay away from the temple, because today also if you entered outside the temple, only Hindus are allowed in this temple, right? So he would say that I am born in a very Malecha low family and I cannot enter the temple. So he would stay little far and just having darshan of the chakra of Jagannath, he would feel satisfied. And then knowing his desire that he wanted to stay in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya gave him this place where tomorrow morning we will go, which is called a Siddha Bakula. And in Siddha Bakula there is a big tree. It was a very hot day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there to see what is Haridas Thakur doing. And when they saw that it's very hot and he's still chanting, Haridas Thakur To protect him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one datun. Datun, the stick with which they cleaned the... So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come from Jagannath's temple and the Mahadatun. What do you call Mahadatun? Datun? So that was after the stick used the datun. So that he had got, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu buried it in the courtyard of his Bhajan Kutir, and in front of everybody's eyes, it immediately grew in a nice big tree. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this is a tree which will fulfill the desire of everybody, and it will protect you and give you shade. That's why it is called as Siddha Bakula. Tomorrow we will go there. And here he would chant. He would never enter the temple of Lord Jagannath. Singing is very low. He was actually one of the best devotees. He was Namacharya. But he was so humble that he would never think of entering the temple. And his greatness was that because of his humility, he had won the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That though he was not going to see the Lord in the form of Jagannath, Jagannath in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, every single day in the morning would personally come to give him darshan. He was passing the days, and one day Lord Chaitanya asked him, I am so very pleased with you. Please ask what is your desire? I want to give you benediction. And he said, I want only one benediction, and that benediction is that I want to die glaring, having your darshan of your glaring, beautiful, effulgent face in front of my eyes. So please be merciful that in my last days, please come and give me darshan. And true to his promise, when Haridas Thakur once was very, very sick, and even when he was very old, every day he would continue to chant 300,000 names. So once when he was very sick, and it was becoming very tiresome, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came with the devotees to the Bhajan Kutir of Haridas Thakur. And he asked him, he was softly chanting. So first what he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his personal servant called Govinda. And Govinda came and gave some Mahaprasad to Haridas Thakur. So when he took the Mahaprasad, he saw it in his hand. And what did Haridas Thakur say? Haridas Thakur said, Sankhya Kirtan Pure Nahi Keme Na Khaiba Mahaprasad Aniya Che Keme Na Upai Khila. I haven't yet finished my chanting of the names what I used to chant, 300,000. Mahaprasad aniya che. You have brought the Mahaprasad, came in a khaiba, but how do I eat? I haven't finished my rounds. And this was the sincerity. At this age, when he's very old, when he's sick, he's almost on the deathbed, he's not even ready to reduce his rounds. And this is the sincerity of a devotee. This is what he teaches us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with lot of love, seeing his sincerity, said, Prabhu kahe vruddha hoila, sankhya alpakar, siddha deha tumi, sadhane agraha ke kar. He says, vruddha hoila, now you have become old, sankhya alpakar, reduce your chanting. Why? Siddha deha tumi, you are already a liberated soul. Sadhane agraha ke kar. Why are you so determined to follow your vows? It's okay. So this shows the mercy of the Lord. How Lord is so flexible. Lord is not the Lord of rules and regulations. Though we follow rules and regulations, Lord is very considerate. Lord sees in what condition we are trying our best. In whatever given circumstances, if we put our best, Krishna is very happy to just see our sincerity. Sometimes the result may come, sometimes the result may not come. But if our endeavors are sincere and with our best of our capacity, Lord accepts it. Then, this humble Haridas Thakur is saying that, Lord, it is my time now to leave this world. So please give me permission so that I can leave this world and continue on my journey. So Lord immediately starts crying and he says that, how can you live? If you will live, how will I survive? I will have no reason in this world if Haridas Thakur is not there. So Lord starts crying. And Lord says that without you, there is no point me being alive in this world. And Haridas Thakur in his humble mood, he says that I am just like a small kitak. He says that, Hina jati janma mora, nindya kalevara, hina karvarata moi, adhama pamara. He says, Hina jati janma. I have been born in a very low family. Hina kalevara, my this body is also such lowly. My karma are lowly. And I am completely fallen. And then in next sandha he says that, I am just like a small insect. And you are like a big sun. If one small insect dies, what difference does it make to the whole world? Your all close associates are still with you. So please do not say that if I will die, it's going to make any difference. This is the humility of Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not hold his emotions, he could not hold, and he hugged and he started bathing Haridas Thakur with his tears, taking him in his hand. And Haridas Thakur felt that this is the time now when Lord is there in front of me, I should leave my body. He requests the Lord. He is lying on the bed, completely weak and feeble. He requests the Lord that please be in front of me. And all the devotees start chanting the Sankirtan very, very loudly. And a loud roaring Kirtan is going on. Haridas Thakur looks, gazes into the beautiful eyes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He completely concentrates on the beautiful moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requests him to put his lotus foot on his heart. Fulfilling his desire, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his lotus foot, he put on the heart of Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur with his hands very tightly holding the foot, lotus foot of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his head, on his heart, gazing at the beautiful smiling face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, departed for spiritual world. And the Loring Kirtan was going on. And this is the perfection of a devotee. When we are sincere, the Lord will come in some form or other to fulfill our desires. It's this desire we should have. When he was asked, what desire do you want? What was his desire? In Ashtaprahariya Lila, we know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fulfilling everybody's desires, in Saptaprahariya Lila, when he did Mahapila, he was fulfilling everybody's desires. And when he asked Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur asked, what do you want? What did he ask? He said, let me always remain at the feet of your devotees. Give me opportunity birth after birth to roll in the dust of your devotees and make arrangement that I get the remnants of your devotees' prasad every day. That is all is my desire. This is a desire of a pure devotee. And this is what should we learn to pray to Lord. We will have lot of ups and downs in life. We will have job problems, we will have family problems, we might have health issues. But the bottom line should be that finally, material world will be always full of obstacles. There will be some other thing coming. That is what is the nature of material world. But our prayer should be, at the end of the day, let me remember you, my Lord, throughout my life, till the last breath of my life. Let me serve your devotees, and let me get your Mahaprasad or Mahamahaprasad. There is no other higher wealth in this world compared to Mahaprasad, or the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased at Haridas Thakur, and he described that time that this Haridas Thakur is such a great personality that he has left his body just like on his own will, just like Bhishmadev. Bhishmadev left this world by his own desire. He had Ichchamrityu, right? Similarly, Haridas Thakur's passing away is also like Bhishmadev. The way he desired, at his own will, he departed for the spiritual world. It was so glorious that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the body of Haridas Thakur in his own hands and started dancing very jubilantly and very, very violently. And all the devotees were doing Lahori Kirtan. Then he took this body in his own hands and started walking from his bhajan kutir towards the ocean. And on the way, when the Rudrush Kirtan was going on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally go to all the shops of the sweetmeat shops and he would beg them, please give me some prasad, please give me some prasad, because I want to distribute on the passing of Srila Haridas Thakur. He personally collected the sweets from various shops. He brought the body of Srila Haridas Thakur to this place. Personally, he took him in the ocean and gave bath to the body of Haridas Thakur. And then the devotees made arrangement to make samadhis. Very lovingly, with all due respect, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put the body of Haridas Thakur in the samadhi and started pouring with his own hands the sands in the samadhi. And all the devotees started joining. And that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave benediction that anyone who has even once taken a little bit of dust and put into this samadhi of Haridas Thakur will get love of Godhead. And he also proclaimed that time that in this ocean where the body of Haridas Thakur has been given bath, will anybody who takes bath in this ocean water will get the pure love of Godhead and will have to never come back in this material world. And since that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly come and do dancing kirtan here at his samadhi, and he would regularly go to take bath in this ocean. And that is why after this, we have to quickly go and take a dip into this ocean. The ocean here is very wild, so we cannot go deeper inside. But just with same due respect what we yesterday went to Naredra Sarovar, that here we are not to enjoy for our senses, but we are here to take this water which has washed the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which has washed the feet of multiple devotees headed by Haridas Thakur. So we also go there and with a complete heart full of complete gratitude, reverence and awe, we will take the water and put it on our head, and in a prayerful mood we should take this. Having complete faith that because of the prayers and benediction given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we have faith, not because of any of our qualifications, but because of the mercy of compassionate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day, soon, we will also develop pure love of Krishna in our heart. The amount of faith we will keep, the benediction will come through. If we doubt, so we should quickly go now, remembering Haridas Thakur, how beautifully, there are beautiful pastimes of Haridas Thakur. If we sit, like we can talk for hours. Probably if tomorrow we get some time, we can speak at Siddha Bakula. But now we should go, because I wanted that we should share something, because when we go and take dip in this ocean, we should know with what mood we should go. And in Samadhi, the passing away of Haridas Thakur is very, very auspicious, just like Vishwadeva said. So that's why we quickly try to describe the glories of Haridas Thakur. So we pray to Haridas Thakur that one thing we have to pray here is, please, 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 give us the desire to serve the devotees the way you wanted to serve, and let me develop the Nama Ruchi. There are three basic principles in a devotee's life: Nama Ruchi, Jiva Daya, and Vaishnava Seva. And Nama Ruchi we can develop only by the mercy of Haridas Thakur. He was an Namacharya, and this is the Yuga Dharma, chanting the holy name. We must pray to Haridas Thakur with folded hands that please bless us that we can develop some ruchi, some taste for chanting the holy name with our purified heart, so that one day we will be able to come to the stage of Shuddha Naam. And please, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Shri Haridas Thakur ki.
Jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
Haridas Thakur Samadhi ki.
Jai.
Jai Gaur Premanandi. Prabhu, will you do a little translation for aunty in Tamil, Telugu, when we walk? Please, Zulku, batao. Tujhe laga abhi apne paas time nahi hai, isliye quickly main
uska dhakan nahi hai.
हिंदी में बोला।